Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast, along with
Mrs. Bernard.
Welcome back, Mrs. Bernard. But you were here last week, right?
So
it was 2 weeks ago. Man, time is flying.
I missed one in 3 years, I think. And so have you.
And you were missed very sorely.
Well, thank you.
Nice to have you back. And we have two special guests with us this afternoon, evening, morning, because we don't know when we're going to have this out there for you. Guys, introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Elliot. And
I'm Lorelai.
Well, let's go for Elliot Lemke.
Yep, Elliot Lemke.
Who is a senior here at Pinkerton Academy.
Yes.
And Lorelai.
Yes.
And Lorelai Stahl, who is a junior here,
yeah,
correct?
I am.
Yes,
yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
We're so happy to have you guys. You guys are pretty fantastic individuals.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, don't cry yet. Don't cry. You'll be crying later. So Lorelai and Elliot are part of a band that they've formed probably. How long ago did you form that band? Oh, yeah.
May of 21.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Over a year.
And that band is called Second to Last Minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
I wanted to make sure I said that because I remember that name. So I'm proud of myself for remembering something. Tell us about your band.
So basically, it started out as a completely different band called The Last Minute because Doug Flood asked me to create a band to compete in Pizza Stock 4.5 in 2020. And that band kind of fell through, didn't really last. So I sent a text to a group chat full of just everybody I knew who played an instrument, was like, this is what I'm looking for, answer. Mm. And five people answered the text. One of those people has since left the band, but we now have a different bassist, Killian Derone, who is the coolest guy ever.
Yeah, he is.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's great.
And so can you tell us about Pizza Stock?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll start and then you can kind of...
Sure, yeah.
So basically Pizza Stock is a incredible community that we are very, very lucky that we get to be a part of. Doug... apparently got us both involved through a teacher at our middle school. We went to Hood Middle School, and Mr. Karthus.
I know him well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Extraordinary math teacher as well.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have him for math. He was my homeroom teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at math. but he was like, you're a musician, right? And I'm assuming he did the same thing to you.
Yeah, well, he, we actually, in his class, during lunch, we would go up to his room and we actually had a band together where I played on like buckets and I used books for...
It's like that episode from The Office.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorite shows. Yes. Yeah, but we just had like a class, my math class was full of just musicians, so we decided during lunch just to make a band together.
Nice.
And it ended up being really cool. And then he's like, hey, you should play in Pizza Stock sometime. And I'm like, okay, that sounds cool. And I got involved through him.
So explain what Pizza Stock is for the listeners.
Yeah, sure. So Pizza Stock is a charity organization that's aimed to suicide prevention and suicide awareness.
Healing through music.
Yeah, healing through music is the big term that we use. Mm-hmm. It started when Jason Flood lost his life to suicide, and the parents created the charity to commemorate him, and it's just healing through music and getting the community closer together and
awareness,
spreading awareness.
And that's the Jason R. Flood.
Jason
Memorial.
R. Flood Memorial is the name.
Yeah.
And they've raised over, what is the number now? Is it $50,000, $60,000 now for suicide prevention?
It's really incredible. What Doug and Danielle Flood have accomplished is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of, just to see it grow and to see what it's becoming from where they've started, and everything that they've accomplished is just phenomenal. And it's really
I would agree
important.
With that. Right. I went to Pizza Stock, I think, a couple of years ago. The one was at the Tupelo when you guys played there.
Mm, yeah.
Earlier
it was two
this
years
year.
Ago, wasn't it?
Oh, so yeah, we didn't play at that one two years ago, okay. But that was Yeah, that was...
Who was the winner that year?
Was that Crescendo's Gate? I think that would have been Crescendo's Gate.
I think it was.
Yeah.
The music was great, but really the message was great. And it was also amazing to see the number of people that came out to support the community members that I know that are, you know, kind of the big wigs of community were out there to support Doug's program and what he's doing.
And every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I definitely... When is Pizza Stock this year? It's coming soon,
so
correct?
So we have Pizza Stock 6.5 Battle of the Bands, which we are actually competing in again this
excellent.
Year.
Excellent.
Yes, because it's a winner's Battle of the Bands. So every winner, going all the way back to Fourth Degree,
yep.
Crescendo's Gate, Cozy Throne,
yep.
And since we won in January... we are competing again this year on January 8th. Okay. And it's rock like bottom.
It's like Trop Champions.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Rock bottom, who Liam Hansen, who also goes to the school. Shout out Liam Hansen.
Yeah.
Nice.
He, his band, Rock Bottom, is the house band.
Awesome. Oh, wow. What do you win? Just bragging,
bragging rights?
Yeah,
I think so.
I suppose. You run
money.
There's
a check.
Yeah, there's a big check. We got a, what was it, 250?
250.
All right.
And then we donated it back to
Jason. Nice. Good for you. Amazing. I love that. That's awesome.
You also get a pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, like a little trophy pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, a pizza.
Yeah, one of those things, and it has the engraving on it.
See, that's better than it. That's better than
exactly.
You know what I mean? That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What fantastic individuals.
Yeah, so a little more about your band. So, Elliot, you are a drummer.
Yeah, that is
correct. Or percussionist, I believe, is the correct term.
Yeah, as you would say.
You can also shred on the guitar.
So cool. I'm the drummer, and I also do backup vocals occasionally. And then a few songs I actually have, like part of like a lead vocal, like, and I'm singing and drumming at the same time.
Really cool.
This man over here has the voice of an angel.
Love it.
And Lorelai, speaking of voices of angels, you are the singer for the group, right?
I am.
The lead singer.
Yeah, we have two singers in the band. So we have Emerson Carasito, who goes to Wyndham.
Okay.
We do a lot of harmony stuff in the band.
Yeah.
It's never really one person taking the lead. It's always, on certain songs, there'll be someone with the melody, someone with the big brunt of the melody. Mm-hmm. So like Elliot said, we do Are You Gonna Be My Girl? We do a cover of that song. And Elliot has the brunt of the melody on that song.
Yep.
But Emerson and I always like have a verse or we do harmonies.
What other songs? You do a lot of originals, correct?
We have 3.5 originals.
Nice.
We're writing more right
good.
Now.
Good.
That's great. We are writing more.
Not easy to
really
write music.
Cool.
It's very therapeutic. Writing music is like writing feelings, I guess.
Okay.
That sounds so corny, but it's very
no,
true.
No. That makes sense.
You just kind of write how you feel.
It's much harder to write music with like a band. Like we wrote one original with like the entire band. Our song Echoes.
Half of the band.
Well, yeah, like
everybody contributed.
Everybody contributed at least a little bit, and it was reasonably hard to write that versus like I write a lot of solo stuff, and it's way easier. Like it just comes really quick, you know.
I totally agree with that. The original that we wrote together basically came to fruition.
Yeah,
Logan sent me our guitarist Logan Bauer. Shout out
Logan
Bauer.
And where is he from?
Londonderry.
Oh, wow.
Same as Killian.
Yeah,
we're very spread.
That's great.
So
what kind of music do you play? Like, give me a genre that you might.
I know that's hard.
That's the question, isn't it?
I understand, but like, is it? I think
it's more
you mentioned
rock.
Some rock.
It's very rock. It's got some, I guess.
There's ska, there's punk,
we cover
ballads.
We cover The Interrupters.
I love The Interrupters.
I saw them in concert
I
several
did too.
Times. I love them.
You saw them down in Boston.
I saw them another time. I just forget where it was.
They're awesome.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're good.
They're actually part of the, when I started performing with the band, I watched videos of them and I watched Amy Interrupter perform to try to like figure out how I wanted to perform with the band. Because I started in theater. I started in musical theater, and then Doug was like, "You want to join a band?" I was like, "I've never sung anything more hardcore than She used to be mine from Waitress." So
we've talked a lot about singing, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh boy.
No. Don't do me like this.
Oh, you're going to make
Can you
sing.
Can you guys harmonize? Can you do that right here right now? Would you be able to do
this
it?
This would be
what
a
song.
Oh, wait.
This is
a
first.
This is a first ever.
Never done on our podcast before.
We could do it.
But I just thought of it. Let's have you sing a little something.
what I can't think of any song.
Come on. What's the one you do the lead on? You must harmonize on that with him.
Yeah, but that's like rhythmically weird. Yeah. We can do.
We don't need a whole song. I just need a few lines. All right, that's
Everlong?
Okay.
Can we do the moon? Oh, Everlong, Everlong, Everlong.
Everlong. There it is. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Everlong.
All right, here we go.
And I wonder, da-da-da-no, when I sing along with you, if anything could ever be this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again.
Sick.
Oh, that wow. So all right.
Good.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This might go down as our best podcast ever.
All right, that was great. Well, if you don't want to go out and see them now, I don't know what's wrong with you. I want to see
them. What's wrong with
play.
You?
Goodness.
Hey, speaking of gigs, that's the word, Mrs. Bernard,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. You guys times. Just had a huge gig up in Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us just briefly about that, will you?
I cried on stage. There's videos of it.
Because you were excited?
It was the last song that we played, and I realized on stage that it was the first song that I've ever written, which my dad actually pointed out to me was a lie, but we're going to pretend that song okay. didn't exist. First song that I wrote that I actually liked, and the first song on the EP, and the last song that we were playing that night, and having a room of people sing a song that you wrote in middle school thinking no one was ever going to hear it back to you is a very emotional thing.
I'm sure it is. That's amazing.
And tell us about that room. Where were you?
We were at the press room in Portsmouth, which is like the coolest venue other than like Tupelo that I think we've like ever played. It's up there with Tupelo.
That's a real deal. I mean, you played a venue. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
We actually played the press room twice. So we got the second gig. We were headlining for our EP release is what it was, essentially.
Stream Better Late Than Never on
stream
all
better late
platforms.
Than never. But we got the press room, the venue, through. We actually opened for the band Cat Bite. Which was quite the experience.
We found out 3 days before we were going to open for them. My dad called me while I was in the car driving home from spin class. And he was like, Cat Bite wants you to open for them. Because I'm a big fan of Cat Bite.
Yeah.
And I had been listening to them. And I was supposed to see them in concert.
Oh, wow. And then you're playing in front of them.
They were like, Cat Bite would like you to open. And I was like, Dad, stop joking. And I started, I'm a crier. I cried. And then I called Killian, our bassist, and he started screaming.
That's
which
great.
I had my volume blasting, so I had to like turn him down because he was being very loud.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's really
good. Cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You guys are moving up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's kind of recap some stuff here. We have Pizza Stock 6.5 coming up in January.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we do.
You have plenty of time to get your tickets.
At the Tupelo.
That's great. What a great venue.
Where
you have not been there.
Where do we get
great
tickets?
Great place to do that.
That's a really good question.
I'm sure it's on.
I don't know if
it would be on the Tupelo website. That's where it was in years past.
Okay. It will be on the Tupelo website. I don't know if it's there yet.
And if you're not connected to the Jason R. Flood Memorial Facebook page, that's another place
that
I'm sure you get
really
it to.
Facebook page,
that's also
Instagram.
Just a really good place to be in general.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. I mean, you know, with all the things going on with teenagers and adults alike, I mean, with COVID and the response to that and how things are going, it's a tough world out there right
Definitely.
Now.
Yeah.
So, you know, look out for each other and that site and that program does a really nice job of connecting people. And that's
really
the important thing.
It's
connecting with people that can help you.
Yeah. It's really given me like a family.
Yeah.
Like without the Jason R. Flood Memorial, I would not have been friends with Elliot.
Right.
I would not have been
right.
friends with my bandmates. I wouldn't have a band. Like it's a wonderful community to be in. It's like it's a big group of people who have a common goal and a common passion, and it's really special.
And if you're struggling with anything, like that, or you know somebody who is, definitely have them reach out and connect.
Yeah.
It's important.
Upper Room is a great resource.
Oh,
sure is.
We love the Upper Room. What a great group of people.
Yep. Hey, thank you guys so much. So we usually ask this question, and I know you already gave a couple shout outs. But do you guys have anybody, maybe we'll take it to the Pinkerton community, that you'd like to give a shout out to?
It's Elliot's dad's birthday.
Shout out to Elliot's
dad.
Hi.
Yeah, no, let's see.
You know, any teachers that you might like, any teachers you have a connection
Mr.
with?
Mr. Carthus, definitely. Mr. Carthus.
We can share that with
him. He's part of our community. He teaches our up-and-coming Pinkerton students.
And he also coaches Cross country.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's a cross country. That's right.
Yep. And he was. Is he still in track? He was doing track at Pinkerton.
He does do track.
He does track in middle school. I actually coached track with him last year.
He was doing it at Pinkerton for a while. I don't know if he's still doing winter track, but
Mr. Carthus, are you still doing winter track at Pinkerton?
You know he's listening.
Shout out to Mr. Carthus. I love that.
Lorelai, how about you?
Shout out to Mrs. I, because she is the best, and she lets me sit in her office and during my study and get my stuff done.
That's awesome. Mrs. Owaskowitz.
Yes.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
He doesn't work here anymore, but MC, Mr. Cahoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss you, buddy.
Yeah. We miss him, too. He was a great guy and still is a great guy. Definitely. I'm sure he's doing great things where he is now, but he did some great things here at Pinkerton Academy. Well, it's great having you guys on.
Thank you so much.
It's great for us to meet kids that we don't really get to see all the time. And you're fantastic human beings. And just keep doing what you're doing. And good luck. I know you're a senior, Elliot. Yep. You'll be moving on. UMass at Lowell next year.
Goodness,
congratulations.
Right.
He's not going far.
No, that's good. Not too far. Stay close so you can be in that band still.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
And Lorelai, good luck with your junior year. And
I'm going to need it.
we'll definitely try and see you at Pizza Stock. So,
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Take care, everyone.